Radio Prague News.
The Czech Social Democratic Party has welcomed the victory of François Hollande in the French presidential election. The ombudsman has criticized child psychiatric facilities for impeding patients' contact with parents. And archaeologists in Prague have found evidence of structures more than 7,500 years old. The Czech Social Democratic Party has welcomed the victory of François Hollande in the French presidential election. Party leader Bohuslav Sobotka said the French socialists' resumption of the presidency after 17 years was a strong encouragement for social democracy in Europe and a sign of hope and a turnaround. He added that Hollande would have to lead a tough fight to implement growth measures against those in Europe who have favored radical cuts. Czech social democrats would support him in this struggle, he said. President Václav Klaus and Prime Minister Petr Nečas also congratulated Mr. Hollande on his win. Mr. Nečas warned France against any step away from budget responsibility, saying it would be a mistake to deepen debt and budget deficits in order to raise growth. François Hollande gained a clear lead in the second round of polling Sunday evening, making incumbent Nicolas Sarkozy the first one-term president of France since 1981. Ombudsman Pavel Varbatovsky has criticized psychiatric facilities for impeding contact between child patients and their parents. In his report for 2011, the ombudsman writes that the children's stay in such facilities does not mean that contact with their parents can be prohibited or limited. One such facility reportedly allowed telephone contact between children and their parents only for an hour and a half period, during which 25 children had one phone available. Mobile phones were not allowed in a number of institutions. The ombudsman plans to deliver a summary report on children's psychiatric facilities, including his recommendations, this year. Archaeologists in Prague's Bubeneč district have found evidence of structures more than 7,500 years old. Imprints from wooden supports suggested trapezoidal longhouses typical of the linear pottery culture that inhabited Europe in the early Stone Age. Evidence of a later structure suggested a date between 4300 and 3600 BCE from the stroke-ornamented ware culture. Bubeneč, at the northern bend in the Vltava River, has been the site of numerous archaeological findings, most recently evidence of some of the oldest ploughed furrows in the Czech Republic. The new find pushes its earliest known settlement back to 5500 BCE and marks the earliest agricultural settlements in the country. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs will mark Victory in Europe Day on Tuesday with an open-doors event at its headquarters in Černinský Palác. Free tours will be given through some of the palace's most valued rooms, such as the garden and the residence of Jan Masaryk. The garden will host an exhibition of World War II posters, photographs, and historic vehicles. The palace will be open to the public from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., after which time a concert of Ondřej Havelka and his Melody Makers will take place. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be partly cloudy to cloudy, with scattered showers and highs of around 15 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.